Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, will the church survive? We're talking about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christian church. Will it survive? My Bible is very, very clear. In case you wonder about the end result of the conversation, dialogue, and discussion today. My Bible is very, very clear in Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question because we're going through the whole litany of what is taking place in America today and the decline of the church. But the true church, the bride of Christ, the born again, blood bought, Bible saved folks that make up the body of Christ. Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, he didn't say that the gates of hell shall not prevail against denominations, denominationalism, church buildings, but against my church. What is the church? It's the bride of Christ. It's those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the attempt by governments around the globe and right here in America, an attempt to destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Barna report that we were talking about just before the news. It says 1 in 5 churches could close in the next 18 months. The article continues. In the long run, I think we'll look back at this pandemic as a fundamental change in the way Americans and churches do ministry. The Barna report released shortly before the pandemic found that even prior to this season of severe disruption, Americans, listen, this article reads, Americans had mixed opinions, options, and emotions about attending church. Notable trends from that research included that the church hopping was increasing, church membership was declining among young people, and 10% of all Americans, whether Christian or not, saw the church as being irrelevant. The church is irrelevant in the opinion of those surveyed. It seems like the pandemic has only intensified these trends. A study Barna published in early July revealed that the surprising findings that 1 in 3 practicing Christians has stopped attending church. 1 in 3. Whether in person or online, since the beginning of COVID outbreak in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, people are living in fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. And yet people have stopped going to church, even those that are faithful Christians. 1 in 3, the Barna report says, 1 in 3 Christians stopped going to church because of fear of COVID as to what it could do to them. Here's another article that says, how many churches will close? Speculation runs rampant these days, and the prognosticators and researchers attempt to predict how many churches will be closing within the next 12 to 18 months. Recently, the Barna report said that we would find indicated that as much as 20% of the churches could close within the next 18 months. In the long run, I think we'll look back at this pandemic as the fundamental change in America and church. Even before the pandemic, Barna report, American churches were failing and closing the doors. Goes on further. Southern Baptist Convention and most state conventions have been decreasing for years. Pew Research, for example, stated that the country is in a time of specific religious change and demise. The nuns, N-O-N-E-S, that's going, one just saying they have no religion. The nuns category, people who answer no to the question of whether religion, what religion they embrace, they quote, check none, has been growing, while those identifying as Christians have been decreasing for years. The Hartford Institute said 40% of Americans say they attend church weekly, but only 20% actually attend at all. Before the pandemic, they reported that 3 million churchgoers became religiously unaffiliated every year. Let me read that little phrase again. Even prior to the pandemic, 3 million churchgoers became religiously unaffiliated every year. There are more than 300,000 Protestant congregations in the United States, and according to the prediction of the Barna Report, is applied to Protestant churches, only approximately, hear this number, approximately 60,000 churches in America will close in the next 18 months. About 60,000. This article reads, Tom Rainer, former president of Lifeway Christian Resources, wrote that estimates range from 5,000 to 10,000 church closings each and every year in America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an alarming statistic to me. I don't know about you, but we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, will the church survive? I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call. Do you realize if it wasn't for the Bible, homosexuality would not be an issue? Abortion would not be an issue. Child molestation would not be an issue. So can you see now why the Democratic Party wants to get rid of spirituality? They want to get rid of the Bible.
Yes.
And because you'll eliminate any opposition they have. And your question about will Christianity survive, no, it won't. It really won't, because the Bible tells us there'll come a day that God will remove all his people from this earth. And he will leave the unbelievers to just do what they want to do. But eventually he will return with those Christians, and he'll take back the earth. So to answer your question, no, it's not going to survive.
And you're exactly right, brother, to the degree and to the extent we're talking about. It is under attack now. It is being destroyed now. It's being undermined now. The spiritual, moral, ethical, biblical foundations of America are being eviscerated and torn away even now. And one of the things, so that our listeners might understand your statement, one of the things that's the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. That's the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. And from that perspective, the Christian church will not survive. And, of course, it will not survive, if we might add the footnote, beyond the rapture of the church. But we're going to be under great persecution. The Apostle Paul said in the Timothy text, he's saying to Timothy, those that serve the Lord Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. So we're going to be persecuted. The church is going to be, in fact, I have said for years that I believe before the final days, and I believe we're in those final days, that we'll find the Christian church having to meet in secret and in private to prevent law enforcement and governmental agencies from coming in and trying to arrest or persecute or put in jail. That's what's happening in Canada today. That's what's happening if you're caught with the Bible or spiritual material in North Korea. You're immediately assassinated or put to death. You're not to have any Bible-related material in China. Russia is almost that way. Many other nations are that way. And so we're watching America going the way of the world, and it's becoming secularized and destruction of anything that's called Christendom. So you're exactly right, Tom. We just need to understand that God calls us to be watchmen on the wall. Go ahead.
Dr. Youngblood, I'm sure you've seen pictures in Russia of the Duma, which is, I think that's their Congress or their Senate. And
right.
It's just a sea of old white-haired men. And that's a one-party system. There's Duma members. They clap when the dictator, whatever he says. They don't have to run for re-election. Is that the ultimate? And they're very well paid. They've got jackos. They've got houses on the Black Sea, a resort. Isn't that the ultimate goal of a politician like Joe Biden? Joe Biden couldn't run an outhouse company. He put the outhouses with the doors facing each other where you couldn't get in it. In other words, I hate to say, but they're losers. And to have a government job, never have to worry about losing it, and have no competition, I just see that as that's their ultimate goal.
It is, absolutely. And Tom, I might put a little footnote to what you've said, because it is the goal, is the one-party system. That one-party system, be, I call it the loose likes, lost livers, and that is the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party. And if they pass Senate Bill 1, H.R. 1, if they pass that, which is the voting rights law, as they call it, now they call it the John Lewis law, and I understand if they pass that, it will destroy anything that's called elections in America. It will destroy anything that's called the free elections. And if that takes place, our listeners need to understand America is over. America's done with. We'll have simply one party. It'll be the totalitarian dictatorship party that will be led by not Joe Biden, but others that follow in his footsteps. We would cease to have a two-party system, though we might have it in name and philosophical rhetoric, but it would not be real. The Socialist Marxist Democrats would have the total control of America if they passed that federal election law. And every Christian in America, every conservative, every patriot ought to be concerned and praying, asking God to defeat that and prevent them from passing it. Tom, thank you so much for your call today, brother. I believe we have another caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much. We are very grateful. We're grateful to you for, because we know it takes time to do the research, for researching what is going on and for informing us. Your very informative programs.
I am thankful.
Yes, as I listened to you this morning, I am thinking of the words of Jesus, that he said, "These stones will cry out, would cry out." As I listen, I say, well, stones are crying out. That's the impression I get as you talk about what the comedians and so on. They bring it to thinking of what would happen with social media if Jesus should turn up on the scene. It's like the stones crying out. How I see it is like through the years, the so-called American church has kept silent and has given place to the enemy. And now what we're looking at, America falling in line, as you said, with Europe and with that, the world is ripe for judgment.
And you're exactly right. One of the things that we see taking place today is that we have a focus on submitting to government and not to God. More people will submit willingly to government than will submit to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And we're finding that more and more in the society in which we're living in today. And we're watching more and more of the demise of the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I say demise, I'm talking about the outward view, the outward shell, the location, the meeting place, the denominationalism. But I believe the true church, the body of Christ, will survive, and as Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Though I believe before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll find the church of the Lord Jesus having to meet in secret, meet in secret. I'm looking at an article that says leaders of the Chinese Communist Party linked church group announces sermon points for the pastor. Very simply put, in China today, the Chinese government writes the, if you please, what is to be said from the pulpits by the pastors. They must adhere to that and read that diatribe from the Communist Party from the pulpit, or they will be, the church will be closed and perhaps the pastor put in the gulag. So we're watching major calamity take place, and it seems as though American Christians, those that have said yes to Jesus Christ, think that just being silent is the best way to handle it.
Just as the speaker, the caller before, said that the determination, man has been like in the Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah and the flood, determined to have their own way and do their own thing. One thing, Dr. Youngblood, I'm thinking about the condition of those people from January 6th who are now held captives. And I'm wondering if you have any idea about how many. And, you know, it's really deplorable. We really have to be crying out to God on their behalf.
Because absolutely. We need to go to the Lord on their behalf. There are several hundred of those that are imprisoned. They've been in prison now for over a year without any speedy trial, without any opportunity to be released on bail or bond. And that is the worst-case scenario for our nation because they're presumed to be guilty without being tried.
What about if when an election come up? Will these people have any vote? My God.
Probably not afforded to them. They legally would be able to vote, but probably not afforded to them the opportunity. Right now, those prisoners are living in D.C. jails that have the water turned off, the sanitary conditions being deplorable, not allowed to take a bath, not allowed to even cut their fingernails, not allowed to shave, et cetera, et cetera. It is unheard of. The prisoners in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba have more respect and more opportunities than those prisoners in the D.C. jails.
So the relatives can visit them?
I don't think they are allowed to do so. I may be wrong.
No, not free.
In fact, for their attorneys to go in and have consultation with them, the attorneys have to be COVID tested or have a COVID pass. That is, they've already had the COVID jab or they're not allowed to go in and talk with their clients in prison. So we're watching a demise, a decline, not just of the church, but of the culture in America today. So it deserves our prayer and our intercession for them. Thank you so much for your call today. Keep on looking up. God bless you. Jesus is coming back soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, will the church survive? Let me just read some thoughts from a book that I've recently been given. The title of the book is Canceling Christianity. It's by a writer that I'm not familiar with, but I've been absolutely thrilled by his elongated introduction. And he says, Americans have been blessed to be the anomaly rather than the rule of Christianity as it has flourished for many centuries. The true church is essential to the health and strength of America. Just as Christianity was pivotal to our freedom and our founding of the nation, as the church goes, so goes the country, as it is said. Further, he states in this book, in the introduction, at least two causes of the ineffectiveness of the church and the moral decline of culture and the political divide. The consistent agenda to erase God and eradicate Christian influence from our society. Secondly, the general apathy, hear this, the general apathy that has allowed the immoral leftists to take over. He states in this book, in the introduction portion, we lost our impact and surrendered territory while the enemy and his minions have advanced in their territory. Practically every survey and cultural indicator reveals we have conformed to the world and shows general failure on the part of the church to disciple and equip believers. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause there. We have in our churches today where pastors in the pulpit will allow the Islamic jihadists to come in and have the Islamic call to prayer from the pulpit. And that pastor, Rick Warren, says that Christianity and Islam are sister religions. We have those in the pulpit today, ladies and gentlemen, that will say that hell is not real. We have those preachers in the pulpit today that will preach to you and say, we need to, as Christians, we need to allow the LGBTQ and their agenda to come into the church, embrace them and love them because that's the right thing to do. And that was a statement out of the previous recent past president of the Southern Baptist Convention, Dr. J.D. Greer. We have those pastors today that say the Ten Commandments are not relevant and that Christians today, to the Christians today, and they ought not to adhere to them. He also says that the Lord's Prayer has errors and should be rewritten. Andy Stanley says also that when it comes to creation and we look at what the Bible says versus what science says, that we need to believe science and not the Bible. We have those today that say that Jesus is not divine. He is not God at all. That's what the Pope says. The Pope also said hell does not exist and that if you're homosexual, don't worry about it. God created you that way. Christians and Catholic schools and universities are now embracing unbiblical practices and promoting a secular worldview. In fact, in one of the Catholic schools, Catholic universities, they have given them 9 different genders that they can prefer and put on their records as what gender they prefer. Going back to the introduction of this book that is entitled Canceling Christianity, it says, furthermore, what we see being played out before our eyes is part of the Antichrist spirit of the world age. Most would agree we're in a cultural crisis of rebellion against God and points to sin as being openly celebrated. The church, however, was exposed, tested, and sadly deemed inconsequential and non-essential. This statement also quotes George Barna. George Barna group revealed some disturbing trends. First, do you know who they consider to be a practicing Christian? Those who attend church only once a month. Further, it says only 27% of people agree Christians and churches have a very positive impact on the country. When singling out non-Christians, nearly 40% of the non-Christians said that the church in America has no impact on culture at all, and 18% see the local church impact as either very negative or somewhat negative in their viewpoint. This writer further says, for years, forces of evil have been working hard to purge the light and silence Christians. As a result, we live in a culture that calls evil good. Yes, this writer says, we must keep fighting and preaching the gospel, but for all practical purposes, the left, it's talking about the loose likes, lost liberals, the left, it's talking about the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Democratic Party, the left controls the culture. Never surrender, this writer says, but from this point on, our focus must be to reclaim and reset the wayward church. While many Christians refuse to address evil, some have aligned themselves with movements founded on worldly philosophies and principles and not on the church. They have watered down the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the problem. The problem goes back to the pulpits in America. We've watered down the truth of the Word of God. We've watered down the message. In fact, Dr. Owen Strathen, a professor of Midwest Baptist Theological Seminary, stated this: the greatest threat to biblical Christianity today is not atheism, it's not militant Islam, it's not the sexual revolution or a hostile public square. The greatest threat to biblical Christianity today is weak, soft, man-centered, sin-affirming, ear-tickling, flesh-pleasing, self-help theology from the pulpits, end quote. This writer further says, there are many threats to be confronted with today, including the infiltration of modern liberalism in our churches, but this good-feeling, motivational, all-about-me, world-loving, best-life-now theology is another gospel. It is not the true gospel. That is powerless. This another gospel is powerless to save, but it sure does sell a lot of books and attract great crowds. And ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the problem. This writer says, in our churches, some are confused about absolute truth, confused about creation, confused about gender, confused about marriage and family and the separation of church and state. This must all be remedied. The left is after the youngsters in our churches today, teaching them there's no God, teaching them they can decide their own gender, teaching them that they have sexually explicit curriculum that teaches them whatever the public schools and promotion of abortion, LGBTQ, drag queen being normalized, and biological boys using girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes back to what he said, the Lord Jesus, as he speaks to the 7 churches in Asia Minor in the book of Revelation to the church at Sardis, the Lord Jesus said this in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 and following. And to the angel, the angelos, the messenger, the pastor of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, but art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which are remain and are ready to die. For I have not found thy work perfect, mature, teleos, mature, before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. And it talks about there's a few in the church at Sardis. And he says, hold on to that which you have. Hold on to that little bit that's still faithful. Be faithful with that small number that you still have and recognize that God's still in control. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need to recognize today, that the church is under attack. The church will survive. Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But what we call the church, denominationalism, in fact, every denomination, including the Southern Baptist, they've embraced some form of the LGBTQ agenda, embraced the critical race theory. They have embraced the fact that life is not worth anything through the Planned Parenthood murder centers that's across America. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. In fact, here's an article that says, don't mention God. Powerful nation outlaws online talk of religion. The Chinese have long tried to control its citizens' religious thoughts. Mandatory registration for churches and pastors must deliver government talking points. The suppression of any dissent and more has been the standard procedure for years. But now it's getting much worse. And it goes on to talk about, for preachers in China, any reference to religion on the web is declared illegal. The publications will be confiscated and the pastors imprisoned. Ladies and gentlemen, we that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we must continue to fight. We must continue to stand against the lies. We must continue to stand against the confusion. We must continue to stand against the counterfeits and the double standards and the opposition that we find in society today through the Biden administration and big tech and those that will destroy and undermine and tear down the church. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we are in the last of the last days. We have churches in America, just as in other nations, that are now falling in line, believing the lie about the COVID jab. For example, the Finnish churches now require proof of vaccination even to enter the church for a worship service. We find today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at one headline. Woke lesson on public high school told students they're privileged if they're Christian, if they're straight, if they're male. California school district reportedly went into damage control after the Daily Signal called it out for the lessons that told high school students they're beneficiaries of privilege if they're Christian, male, straight, and white. Ladies and gentlemen, let me announce to you, it is time that we as Christians wake up, stand up, face the enemy, and say enough is enough. It's time that we seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, repent of our sins, and ask God to heal our land. Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time as once again we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.